people always ask me for relationship advice. I think the people closest to me always ask me for relationship advice, like the women, because I am so open and honest with people, period. Like, why not get advice from me? I'm not the best guy in the world. I admit to that. I'm not the best boyfriend in the world. So I can definitely tell you what not to deal with. And fellas, I can definitely tell y'all what not to do. One thing I noticed, man, in every relationship I've been involved with, is that movies ruin relationships. You know, because women be expecting what they see on a movie to be in their relationship. They're skipping a lot of parts in the movies, man. They're skipping a lot of parts. They're skipping the real bad days. You might just see one bad conflict in a movie, but I mean, in a relationship, you deal with plenty of conflicts, man. Plenty of more things. And one thing I want you to know, that when you're dealing with too many conflicts in a relationship, that's not a good relationship. All right, whether it's a friendship, somebody that you love, you care about, somebody that you're intimate with, if it's too many problems in that relationship, then it's not a good relationship. People think toxic relationships mean necessarily somebody that you're involved with romantically. Nah, man. A toxic relationship can be a friendship, can be a relationship between you and your boss, your manager, your coworkers, like all that shit toxic. Stop applying everything to love. Everything don't have to be applied to love. Okay, everything do not have to be applied to relationship. But one thing I can tell you is that movies ruin relationships. Now, with that being said, I'm not saying don't take your lady to the movies, fellas. Ladies, I'm not saying don't go with your man to the movies. What I'm saying is pick your movies wise and let them know that, hey, look, it's just a movie. All right, so don't you start thinking that this is the way we're supposed to be. All right? All right, cool. That is my relationship advice for the day. I hope everybody enjoyed their day, enjoy their life, enjoy their love. Y'all have a good day. I'm noticing that I'm starting to have a stigma of being, I hope I'm saying that right. If I'm saying it wrong, I don't care. Can anybody come in and y'all read the comments and be like, oh, he said that word wrong. Well, I'm starting to have this thing being said. I can kind of feel that it's being said mostly where I'm from and not in Atlanta, where I'm based out of now. And I deal with much more comedians here in Atlanta than I deal with back at home, because it's not really a lot of comedians where I'm from. I mean, at least real comedians that could be trying to like create and work on comedy and stuff like that, and that's like really honest with themselves. But yeah, in the Florida circuit, I'm really starting to get this like the stigma for being a negative comedian. Like somebody was like, oh, one of the comedians was like, oh, here go Jet with the negative stuff. And the way he said it, I felt like that's what's being said. But you know what though? You can't tell everybody the truth, man. Like, I remember having conversations with my best friend, and we'd be talking about something. I'd be like, man, I just want to tell this person that they not funny. And he was like, man, why? Man, what is that gonna do for you? You know what I'm saying? And I wish I would have always kept that kept that lesson, what he was trying to teach me. Like, I don't have to tell everybody the truth, man. People don't need to know the truth, because people cannot take the truth. You know what I'm saying? People cannot take the truth. I personally think I can take the truth because I'm one of the first people to tell myself the truth. But that's so rare that people can actually take people. You tell somebody the truth nowadays, they think you hating on them. The first thing they're going to say is, oh, you're hating. People can't take the truth, man. If I tell you a comedian is not funny, and in the same breath I tell you that I did bad tonight on stage, what you think I'm lying? What do I have to lie for? Like, you know what I'm saying? I've done plenty of shows with comedians, and we'll both get off stage, and I know they did bad. You know what I'm saying? I know they did bad. But they'll come back and be like, oh, the crowd wasn't shit. And like, no, it's not the crowd, sir. It's you. The crowd did not come to the show to have to laugh at our jokes, at our material. It's us. We have to be funny. And a lot of comedians don't understand that. So when I speak on comedy, or if I speak on a comedian, just because I'm telling the truth don't mean I'm being negative. I'm just telling the truth. Can't nobody take the truth. Can't nobody take the truth. Comedians, rappers, singers, actors, radio hosts, weatherman, the news anchors, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife. Can't nobody take the truth. Don't nobody want to know the truth. You ever tell somebody the truth? You see how their face get when you tell them the truth? They be like, oh no, this can't be the truth. Motherfucker, it's the truth. Like, get over it. Do something different. Comedians can't stand me. That motherfucker said I was negative. Oh, here goes negative Ned. No, Ned's not being negative. And Ned should shut the fuck up because everybody ain't got to hear that. But Ned's not being negative. Ned's just telling the truth. Tell your friend the truth today. All right? Tell them the truth. Well, find somebody and tell them the truth today. And they ask you something, tell them the truth. And they ask you for your opinion. Tell them. Now, just do it for today, because after you do it today, you might lose that friend. But, yeah, tell them the truth, man. But you ain't always got to tell them the truth. And that was my lesson from Red. Red told me I ain't always got to tell everybody the truth. So I'm going to keep it to myself. I'm starting to think really different about this industry, man. And I don't want to start thinking like this. But I'm starting to think that I'm too straight for this game. I think I'm too straight. And people be thinking, like, you know, gay is just like, you know, it's like kissing the man or having sex with a man or anything sexually with a man. No, some of you niggas are gay by y'all actions towards a man. You know what I mean? Like the way y'all put another man on a pedestal versus the way you put yourself on a pedestal. I would much rather a nigga be head over heels for a woman, you know, and just like trying to do everything for a woman, because at least he's having to work a grind, you know, whatever you're doing is still work, you know what I'm saying, work a grind to get himself to another level, to take care of her on another level, versus a man just out here just being on every nigga dick who he think can take him to another level. Like, that's the most aggravating thing, man. And I'm definitely not that type of guy, you know what I'm saying? I'd much rather just go ahead and take the stairs versus taking the elevator. And listen, oh, like, this game is full of niggas in the elevator. It's just like, it's 30 niggas in a 4-person elevator, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody got to take the stairs. I feel like I'm built for the stairs. I'm built for them steps. So that's why I say, man, like, this. You know, I sit at home a lot of nights when I'm not doing stand-up. If I'm not with my son, I'm writing, you know what I'm saying? I'm preparing myself for that day when everything evolves. And stand-up is back, being the number one thing. And it's all about that person on the stage and not about these clicks that you see. It's just like, it's horrible. Like, some of these clicks being put together, man, it's horrible, man. One of my favorite clicks, however, is the 85 South show. I think the 85 South show is like original. Now you see 20, 30 groups of niggas trying to reciprocate the same thing. And it's just like, these niggas looking so great, great value. You know what I'm saying? Looking like a great value 85 South show. Like, man, it's too much dick riding going on in this game.